Hey.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Show is about your calls. We go to them. Talk to Tim in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, good evening, Ian.
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
I wanted to talk to you tonight about something that just has been passed in my town of York, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And it has to do with landlords and renters.
Oh, boy.
And they have a new system where they put points on your rental property if your renter or tenant commits a crime. And then when you accumulate enough points, they deem your house a public nuisance, and then they take it from you.
Wow.
Incredible.
How many points do you have?
It's absolutely insane. I am a landlord, and my tenants pay their rent, and other than that, I'll talk to them whenever they need to talk to them, but other than that, I stay out of their lives. I have no clue what they do.
Yeah, that's how I am.
I'm
a hands-off kind of guy. So is it just for when they break the law, or can you get points for other things, like a couch in your yard?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what made me call, because I heard you talk about the couch in your yard, and they also have a thing they call maintenance code violations,
mm-hmm.
which you also get points for. And then, so I don't know exactly how many points you need to accumulate or what is equal to what amount of points, but the other thing they just enacted in this law is points transfer from owner to owner. So if I were to buy a rental property, I would assume the points of the previous owner, which is absolutely insane.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, talk about driving people out of town. Get rid of the entrepreneurs. Get all the landlords out of town. Who would want to own property under a restrictive situation like that?
Exactly. Well, you know, I think they're trying to promote people to own their property and not rent, but who wants to own a property in that environment?
Oh,
or,
you mean to own a property in
hopes of eventually putting your place up for rent, which is what I did.
Right.
You know,
so you're saying they're trying to encourage people not to rent at all, just to buy a house and live in it and not actually rent it out?
I'm sorry, say again?
You're trying to suggest that they're encouraging people to just buy one house and live in that and not rent it out to people?
That's what they say they encourage owner occupants.
Well,
and I'm saying that the more laws that you put on, regardless of you're an owner or a renter or in the town, nobody's going to want to live there. I wouldn't have bought that property if I known they would have done this.
And you know, the other thing it does is it's rough on young families. For instance, in Sarasota, Florida, I have a rental, and it's a house that I used to own and live in. But you know, I decided to keep it because property values were crap down there, and I thought I'd hold on and gamble. But the renters that I have in there currently pay less than I do on the mortgage for that house. Forget the taxes and the insurance. Put them out of the question. They pay less than I pay on the mortgage.
So you're losing money?
I am. But they, you know, so these people are able to live in a house that they wouldn't otherwise be able to afford. Now, the fact is, rentals all over Sarasota, that's essentially how it's going for most people that own property down there. But it's still the situation is that people are living in houses that are better than they can afford.
I lose money right now myself because it's a good friend of mine who rents, and he was in a bind, so I rented to him, and I know he's going to take care of my property, so I don't have the concerns of upkeep that maybe a normal landlord would have.
Yeah, but if he gets popped for marijuana possession or something like that, they'll put points on your property.
Exactly. And I'm not policing up on him, and that's not the type of guy I am.
Right, so this will actually encourage busybody landlords. This will encourage landlords to nose their way into their tenant's business.
Exactly. You know,
this is terrible.
They did an article about this on the newspaper website, and then you know people can actually like leave comments on the article, and I was shocked at how many pro comments they were for this program. People are saying, you know, these landlords are what ruin our town and
yep.
blah, 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 and how they're for this point system, and it's downright scary to me.
People who aren't landlords, it seems, or have never been landlords, can be really anti-landlord. It's amazing. But, you know, and of course, people always want restrictive, you know, there's always people out there that want restrictive laws that'll get in your business and your dealings with other people.
Well, basically...
Well, they don't remember that at one time they didn't. I don't know how you guys were, but in the very beginning, I didn't have the money just to buy a house. I had to rent for a long time, a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, renting is it's very important to have
sure.
properties to rent, you know, affordably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what they've basically done here the way I'm seeing this is they're turning landlords into unpaid enforcers for the state, basically almost enslaved enforcers for the state, because essentially the landlord has an incentive now to bust his tenants for whatever crime it is they're committing before the police find out about it. So the message from the government is, you better figure out if you've got bad tenants or not before we figure it out. Otherwise, we are going to possibly take your property from you. So this is really going to make a bunch of landlords pay close attention to what their tenants do, and they'll essentially become landlord cops. They'll be an extension of the police department, and I think this is terrible news.
And it's typical government where they enact their policies, but then they can't even regulate them because there's local real estate companies that are having problems because there's no way to know for sure how many points are on a property. They haven't enacted that yet.
So oh,
people are buying properties and then finding out down the line, oh, wow, I have points on this property. I didn't even know before.
How long do the points stay on there?
That, you know, it doesn't say, but it says you have in the article, it says you have 5 days to appeal your points once they're tacked on. Well, sometimes I only talk to my tenant a month at a shot when he pays the rent.
In that, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I haven't had a problem with it yet. I haven't gotten any letters in the mail. Tenant hasn't done anything wrong that I know of. I don't know if they send the landlord a letter right away or what, but they said you have up to 5 days to appeal it.
Amazing.
Which seems ridiculously too short.
Well, I wish you good luck, Tim, and keep us in the loop as to what continues to develop with this particular situation. And I thank you for the call and cluing us in on that tonight, because that's a new one. I mean, really, just yet more evidence that these government people really believe they own your property.
And, you know, what they do is likely looking at the situation, likely a property that gets points is in a, you know, it's a less desirable property. So what do? They put points on the property and make it even less desirable. What they're doing is creating crack houses.
Wow. The fallout from this is going to be interesting to see what happens, and probably very tragic in many ways, as people will lose their homes for events that they cannot possibly control. You can't know what your tenants are doing inside their house. You can't put up cameras or anything like that. You can't do anything. You can't. I mean, if you start inspecting your tenant's house, they're going to get pretty pissed, and I think rightfully so.
Well, likely they'll report you to the town, and you'll get in trouble for being
too nosy.
Too nosy. They probably have, I'm sure they have tenant privacy laws.
There are so many laws against landlords. It is amazing that people even bother being landlords. Here in New Hampshire, I don't know any of them except one, and that's because I don't care. But I happen to stumble across one of them. One of them is that you can't collect last month's rent up here.
You can't kick a family out during the winter months.
Yep, that's another one. You can't put your tenants' names on the water bill. The water bill has to come to the owner, at least around here in Keene, New Hampshire.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Why?
Because, I don't know, it's some sort of tenant protection thing. So maybe the idea is that tenants should have the right to unlimited water included in the rent?
A homeowner doesn't have the right to unlimited water then?
I don't know.
Shouldn't the town of Keene here be guaranteeing you unlimited water? Don't you deserve that? Don't you have the right to water?
Well, that's just it. You know, there's this separate class between tenants and landlords.
Yep. Anytime, you know, being a landlord's a business, and businesses are the government's bitch.
Whenever money's transferring around, the government always wants to get a piece, right? They always want to get in there and get in the way. 800-259-9231 is a SACL CAI toll-free line. What would the world be like with no national defense? We'll find out in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the bulletin board system. Over 375,000 posts await you. Lots to talk about. From serious issues to fun stuff, you will find it all. Free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, innerknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. You can save 10% on your order by using code FTL. at checkout. That's internobs.com, internknobs.com, and see their banner at freetalklive.com.
Now, sometimes when we talk about freedom, and specifically when I talk about the free marketplace, there are certain people who will shy back. And they'll say, whoa, well, I like the free market in general, and it works pretty darn well on, well, you know, products and services and stuff like that, and the normal things that I'm used to in my life, and I might be able to see how it could possibly work for roads, but, boy, we sure need the government here to keep us safe from other governments, don't we? Don't we need a government around to help keep us safe from marauding military invaders, for
instance?
It would
seem like that's the base idea of a republic.
It certainly is one of the premises. But then again, if you go back to even the government's own constitution, there's actually a provision that says the army shouldn't be around for more than 2 years at a time. So it was intended to be a very temporary thing,
militias,
if anything.
But militias were state militias run by the governors. And, the intent was that every state have its own militia. And those militias be available to the Republic, and if the Republic needed to pull up an army, then it would likely pull from the militias first.
Which is why there's no point in going back to the Constitution, because it was certainly a flawed document. So let's look forward to see what it is that we really need the government. I mean, is it even necessary at all for defense? I mean, people seem to believe that only the government can have tanks and big things that go boom and stuff like that. But is that really true? Butler Schaefer over at LouRockwell.com has a few things to say about it. He starts out with a quote from Anonymous. War is like a big machine that no one really knows how to run. And when it gets out of control, it ends up destroying the things you thought you were fighting for and a lot of other things you kind of forgot you had. Butler says, when explaining the advantages of living in a society grounded in liberty and voluntary relationships rather than the statist model of institutionalized violence, the question that invariably provides the final hurdle to overcome is that involving national defense. Intelligent minds can grasp how streets and highways, schools, fire protection, parks, and other traditional governmental functions can be performed in a marketplace.
I think for me that actually the final hurdle is police, not in fact the military. I do believe that the individuals can protect their communities and would rally towards people nearby in their state and country.
Yep.
In order to protect them. I feel the militias make a hell of a lot of sense.
But I say, you're not talking about state-controlled militias, though. You're talking about voluntary.
We don't have any
competing.
State-controlled militias. I understand
right.
What the old formula for that is that, but no more state-controlled than my volunteer fire department is.
Got it. But as if out of fear of letting go of the statist model altogether, most people will hang on to the question, how would a non-statist society protect people from invasion and occupation by a foreign state? In a stateless society, what would prevent our being taken over and tyrannized by outside forces? For many, even those who favor a minimal state, national defense is a necessity not to be entrusted to the unstructured nature of a society of free people. Now, my initial response to such hesitancy is to point out that a strong national government makes us more vulnerable to attack and invasion.
I agree with that.
The state serves not as a shield that protects us, but a jugular vein that provides others with a central target to be subdued.
Right. It's like waving meat in front of a tiger. If you have, how are you going to conquer the United States if there's no Washington, D.C. to take?
Indeed, if men and women have been foolish enough to identify themselves with a nation-state, such attachments make it easy for their governments to transfer their compliant herds to another power. Consider how easily Hitler and Stalin were able, in some cases, within a matter of days, to subdue neighboring lands, acquiring in the process of surrender people already well-trained in the duties of obedience. Imagine, by contrast, the difficulties that would be faced by any political system intent on invading and subduing men and women already accustomed to liberty. If the Chinese government was intent on conquering a stateless America, how would it go about doing so?
I would wonder how the Chinese government would conquer a United States with a government, but that's beside the point.
If shiploads of trained Chinese soldiers arrived in L.A., for example, where would they go to bring about a surrender of the population? There would be no mayor, governor, or president to surrender a collective horde to such external forces. Knowing that whatever defenses they had to such an attack rested upon themselves, millions of individuals would doubtless devise their own methods of protection. The invading soldiers would have to go door to door in an effort to subdue the Angelenos. Local people don't take kindly to being invaded and occupied and will resist vigorously, a truth that is being rediscovered in places like Iraq, whose state army was long ago disbanded. The inability of governments to effectively resist invasions and attacks has been well demonstrated in the continuing immigration of Central Americans into America, people who come for peaceful purposes, as well as the attacks of 9/11. That otherwise intelligent beings can continue to sanction the looting of trillions of dollars in furtherance of the illusion that the state is protecting them in some way is a testament to how well their minds have been conditioned by their masters. Beyond such apparent arguments against the national defense myth is to be found a more significant truth, and that is that national defense has nothing whatsoever to do with defending the lives, liberty, and property interests of Americans. The defense system is, in fact, a system of offense against principally the American people. During my youth, says Schaefer, the proposition was made much clearer in identifying the conduct of war as being under the direction of the War Department. And once World War II was over and the American government had decided that peace was no longer a value to be pursued, that a permanent war machine was to be set up on behalf of a worldwide corporate state hegemony, such an emergent purpose had to be disguised as national defense. The state has been defined by most as an institution with a monopoly on the use of violence within a given territory. Violence must be resorted to by political systems in order to overcome the self-interested purposes by which individuals conduct their lives. And this is what we were talking about with our caller earlier, who was saying that if your tenants commit too many crimes, they'll put points against your house. And all of that sounds very, very, civilized, right? Points. Oh, you're going to have some points. You're just, okay, you get 12 points today. Okay, now if you get to 50 points, then there are some consequences here, so you don't want to get to that point. Now, what are the consequences? Well, the consequences are they steal your home. But these people don't call it stealing. It is, however, violence. I mean, a rose by any other name, right? So,
you know, I was reading a book called Give Me Liberty. It's by Bain Publishers. And it's a compilation, actually, of books. And the end one I wanted to do as an audio book, but couldn't work it out with the guy who owns the rights to the audio book, not the author. He's dead. And it's called And Then There Were None. And essentially this, the idea is that the Earth sent out colonies and then was trying to basically bring all the colonies in under the big, Earth government. So they land a spaceship there and they send out their little, negotiators and their armies and all that stuff. And they try to find who's in charge. And these people have been gone so long, they don't even know what they mean by who's in charge. they end up going to the guy who's running the fire department, and the guy who runs the diner, and pretty soon the locals, who are pretty cantankerous, explain it all to them, and we don't have that.
More on the way here. We'll continue discussing national defense without a government. Free Talk Live.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie, if everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are our friends, Clyde. They promise not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Fat burners. I like the sound of that. Fat burners. Life change fat burners. When fat burners are used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you're going to see a change in your life. Maybe you'll be a movie star. Maybe you'll drive NASCAR. Maybe you'll be a lion tamer. Well, maybe not a lion tamer. Get energy, lose weight, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at getthetea.com. Get energy, lose weight, getthetea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to ask about our Mid-State Fair special. That's getthetea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Head over to freetalklive.com and vote for the show while you're at it. Mark, how are we doing?
Really bad. We have, really bad being we're in first place.
Stop it.
We have two votes. But we're only
we're only in first place by two.
That's correct. I'm not even expressing myself well. Apparently, it's the coke I had earlier has got me all befuddled.
Snorting coke before the show. That's
well,
coke
and cola.
Oh, okay.
For me, that is it's about the same thing.
Yeah.
We are a mere two votes in the lead and need your vote at vote.freetalklive.com.
We really do. And there's another less than 3 days left, so we really need votes. Vote.freetalklive.com. 31 days in August, so today, tomorrow, and the next day.
Yeah.
Vote.freetalklive.com makes a big difference for us, only takes a moment for you, and we appreciate it. So
please do. I need that.
We're talking about national defense, and people believe that they need a government around to protect them from other governments. But in point of fact, as Butler Schaefer is pointing out from LouRockwell.com, government actually is a major target. You don't want to have a government around because it essentially it's an apparatus for another government to come in and then take over and then use that to subdue the already obedient population. I think that's one of the best points against government military.
Well, I think that the government military, personally, if I were looking at it, I would think the government military is a superior deterrent for not groups from outside of the country that would choose to try to gain control of it, but groups from inside.
Well, okay, I see where you're coming from.
In a violent measure. Groups from the inside already do control the government, and they're not you.
But someone who's competing with the government from the inside of the country.
That would be my bigger concern.
Yeah. Well, let me continue the story here from LouRockwell.com. Of course, one of the other reasons why, in my opinion, why a government is a useless thing against another invading government is because they're two centralized powers fighting one another. Whereas if you've got decentralization versus a centralized power, a very, very poor band of decentralized fighters can do a pretty darn good job against a well-funded centralized
on their home turf, not on foreign turf.
We're talking about defense here. We're talking about how people could defend their own country.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying that essentially if a poor, unorganized band of marauders decided to come in the United States, they'd do well against our military. And no, they wouldn't, especially if they spoke Czech or something like that. So, you know, not so much. The thing that Americans sort of live with is that we have the biggest, baddest military the world has ever known. So the idea of invasion currently is not very likely. Even if they did invade, we don't believe for a second they'd ever take over. So the argument's kind of moot because we don't believe it could happen.
So Butler Schaefer says that as the state increases the number of people to be regulated, as well as the size of the territory within which it operates, which it's constantly increasing itself, if it can.
That much is true.
It is increasingly confronted by the countervailing forces of individual and private group interests. The state's response invariably is to further expand the coercively backed demands by which it rules, which is why we always see that the state is always expanding its laws. There's always some new program that the bureaucrats are ready to come out with. There's always some new form of regulation that they want to put on your life or your property, your freedom, and it never ends. And no amount of voting and running candidates has ever done anything to turn that process around. The government just keeps on increasing control.
Well, that much is true. Probably the government has increased its size every presidential term since there's been a government, but you can get issues here and there handled. For instance, Andrew Jackson got the central banks gotten rid of and got us back on the gold standard. That's a good thing.
But that's not true today. We have a central bank now, and nobody's on the gold standard.
That much is true.
So, really, I mean, you can point out one or two examples of, oh, yeah, didn't they get rid of that Spanish-American war tax or something like that from the 1800s? Whoa, boy! The government's really slashing itself back there, isn't it?
Well, that was after 2000, yeah.
All right, so the larger the nation that is to be subdued by violence, in other words, the more powerful the force is needed to terrorize the population into obedience. I mean, that's why we're seeing now these black-clad cops with riot gear, no name tags, smashing people in the head. We're seeing them arresting 8-year-olds. We're seeing just the insane rise of the police state. That's kind of what he's talking about here. The statists are well aware that political systems have never arisen through a social contract. As much as they want us to believe the social contract exists, sorry, it's fantasy, that contracts are far too personal in nature to allow for the illusion of 300 million people participating in some collective meeting of the minds about anything, augmented by the deception with which political systems have rationalized their nature and origins, the state has always been the product of violent conquest. Even as the Constitution was undergoing ratification, but after the requisite 9 states had approved the document so as to bring it to fruition, the resulting United States government then threatened the recalcitrant state of Rhode Island with invasion and a blockade of its port should it fail to ratify. So it began immediately. Rhode Island can be truly said to be the first victim of American imperialism.
Incredible. I've never heard this story.
As we've seen in recent decades.
Of course you wouldn't, would you?
Right. They're not going to teach you that in government school. They want you to believe everybody was singing songs together over this.
This Constitution's great. And the reason that it took several years for ratification between the different states was, well, things were slower back then.
Yeah, it took a while to get from one
horses
point to another.
Things.
So he says, as we've seen in recent decades, the strengthening of our national defense system has always been accompanied by a weakening of our liberty and the protection of our lives and property that it was the avowed purpose of this system to defend. Taxes become sharply increased and regulations of our privacy and daily conduct expand to meet what usually turns out to be a bogus threat, like terrorists. How much more are our lives policed and restricted today than they were prior to 9/11? When our state deprives us of what we are trained to fear others will take from us, it's time for thoughtful people to examine their conditioning. After all, what's the point of defending yourself from takeover of another government when you've already got a government that's taking over 50% of your income every single year? And that's a conservative number.
Well, if it's if the opposing government wants to come in and set up a caliphate, make our women wear burqas, and they chop the hands off of thieves or whatever sort of awful things that perhaps the Muslim terrorists, whoever they are, out there. But, are going to do. I can see why people are somewhat scared.
But then again, it's not really the military that keeps those governments at bay, because the military is stationed at over 700 bases around the world, and they're just not so much around here. It's really gun owners. It's really that American spirit of independence, rather, though it's turning into dependence these days. It's that original spirit that still exists enough to the point where there's enough gun owners here that I think would scare off any invading foe.
I agree. I don't think you can fight a land war in the United States.
That said, we continue here with Schaefer. He says that to those who cluck that without a strong system of national defense, we could be taken over by hostile powers, the Rhode Island episode should be illuminating. We have already been taken over by hostile powers, emanating from such places as Washington, D.C., Sacramento, Albany, Springfield, and all other settings where men and women presume the power to rule over others. In order to maintain their authority, statists require the means of enforcing their will upon others. And because political systems enjoy a monopoly on the use of violence, their very existence depends upon the permanent installation and equipping of mechanisms of state-directed violence. This is the role played by police and military forces. Now, when Walt Kelly's Pogo Possum announced to his friends that we have met the enemy and they is us, he was providing the essence of what we need to know about the nature of state power. His lesson has been echoed so many times in so many places throughout America as men and women have been clubbed, gassed, tear-gassed, caged, and even shot for daring to openly dissent from the policies of the political establishment. Lest anyone fail to get the message that the well-being of the state depends upon the most arbitrary exercise of its violent capacities, the performance of its national defense agencies in foreign lands should awaken them. If the homes of Iraqis can be bombed and forcibly entered with blazing guns, if critics of such practices can be rounded up and shipped off to various foreign lands to be tortured and held without trial, and if small children can be blown apart by soldiers employed by political leaders who pretend that they're pro-life, what message is left for those of us to consume in the safety of our living rooms? When Randolph Bourne told us that war is the health of the state, he was fully cognizant of the fact that the war mentality is essential to the creation and enforcement of the collective mindset upon which state power resists. It is what war does to the rest of us, not just to those upon whom the bombs fall, that gives the state its authority. I'll have a few more thoughts on this and your calls as well about anything coming up on Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans, and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com, with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
we live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are free. Enjoy them on us. And don't forget that if you like the show, you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It is a simple idea. You send $3 a month into the program. It's automatically taken out of any major credit card or your PayPal account or some alternative options. And we take that money and reinvest it in the show. Go get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. We are talking about the issue of national defense and whether or not a government is even necessary to keep you safe. And as Butler Schaefer is arguing at LouRockwell.com, in fact, it's the government that puts us in the greatest danger. I may continue with some of his thoughts, but let's go to your calls here. People have been waiting, like Lauren, listening to WAIS in Ohio. Hello, Lauren.
Hey there. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Great article that you're reading. I love
Thanks.
This conversation because people are finally, you know, I know there's a lot of atheists. Are any of you guys atheists?
I used to be an atheist, but now I consider myself a pantheist.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, do you generally believe that something created you and it wasn't a man?
I generally believe that.
I don't know how to answer that question.
Can go with that one. The deal is, you know, that men didn't make other men, and the Bible says, and this is for the people that they hate the Bible, but it's really on your side. God didn't give men dominion over other men. He gave them the right to give themselves away in slavery. If you want to be a slave, be a good slave. But you don't have to be. When we came over from England, we came over all as kings. We were all free men.
Sovereigns.
And that's what I mean. And the thing is, they have tricked the people. The Constitution is a body of negative law to limit the government.
Right.
And to keep it from harming the people, they even added this Bill of Rights. But check out this little piece on the Bill of Rights. It's the preamble to it, and you got to look to find it, but you can find it. But this is the purpose. The conventions of a number of states, having at the time of their adopted the Constitution, expressed a desire, in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and that is extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. See, so they had to get the confidence of the people in a group of men instead of in free men to do as they pleased.
Yeah, I mean, the legitimacy of the government is paramount to it. I mean, it needs people to believe in it. It needs people to believe that it's a good thing.
Well, it needs people to obey it. And here's the power piece that's missing from the Lou Rockwell article. How do you get that power to not fear these people and to walk upright the way that you're supposed to? Even if you're an atheist, we all agree, thou shalt not kill, right?
You get that power from inside yourself. Make the decision to stand up.
The underlying power, though, if you read the Bible, what it says is that you should fear the one that can destroy both body and soul in the fires of hell. Not just, you shouldn't fear men. Don't fear men. Fear the one that...
Well, I do know that there are men that... Now, there is a legitimate fear. I mean, there are men that are very, very violent, and they're willing to hurt you and your family, steal your house and your car. So I understand why people are scared.
Who are you more scared of, though? The one that created you? Or the one that is going to just...
Well, see, now that's where we're going to differ on as far as the viewpoint of, as far as belief systems are concerned.
If I believed in hell, I would be scared of the person that could send me to hell. I don't believe in hell, and I don't believe God would send people that he created there.
Hell is only not in union with God. It's just not in union with truth. And see, that's what's wrong with this country. Look at this place. I mean, you got George Bush talking about the GD piece of paper that the Constitution is. These are the only people that are supposed to obey the darn thing, and they don't obey it. But we're all scared and giving them money to do what they're doing to us.
Well, I don't give them money anymore.
I'm done with that. But.
I still pay the local government, but that's only because my girlfriend's too scared of the violent men, and she has demanded that I continue paying until we can have enough people to stop.
You know what, though? She should get educated, because you can... the thing is, operating in truth is where you get the power. That's why they lie. They do all this stuff in the dead of night, in the dark, when people, you know, they're getting ready to try to squeeze something through over Labor Day while everybody's home. They're sneaky because if it was exposed to the light, the people would refuse it. But what I'm saying is, they're time pirates. They're stealing all our time. We got to chase around on this article, on this issue and on that issue. When if you just get out from under them completely, when you realize what they are, let me just finish with this.
Yes.
Article 14 of the Bill of Rights. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That means there are people that are not subject to the jurisdiction thereof.
Right, meaning you have to opt in.
To be a U.S. citizen is to be a club member. If you read Article 4, Section 2 of the Constitution...
And it's a crappy deal, too. I mean, the U.S. citizen, you're a member in a club where they can change the rules at any old time they want to, and the organizers of the club have no obligation to provide you with any sort of protection services. There really is no such thing as a citizen.
Well, the protection is, Article 4, Section 2, the citizens of each state shall be entitled to all the privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states. That's not right. That's
yeah, but it's not
than a king status, right?
Yes, I totally understand where you're coming from. Let me ask you about your experience, though. I mean, you sound like a lady that's really sure of herself that you've taken this stand.
I live this way.
Do you pay for
this? I ran for school board, and I did Democrats and the Republicans and libertarians. And
I love talking to people that have opted out, that have reclaimed their sovereignty. I think it's fascinating, and I think our listener, I know if I'm interested, there are people out there listening that are interested. So I'm curious as to your story. Do you pay property taxes? And if not, how does that work for you?
Yes, for now I do, but I'm getting ready to take my land off the tax rolls.
How does one do that?
That's what I'm doing. I'm doing the research. I know people that are doing all kind of things, and
is this a lodeal title? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no, I mean, like, when I bought my land, I bought my land from the owner and did not even register it with the county, and so I'll be withdrawing it from the rolls. That's the thing. What you're doing when you're paying taxes is you're saying, hey, register my land. Do this service for me. And so they say, okay, this is the fee for that service.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we're going to tell you whether you could put a fence up or if you're in a floodplain. We made contractual deals with these other people over here, so we're going to tell you what you can do on your land. You're agreeing to all that.
So
and this is the point. It's the same thing with school. I homeschool my children. I'm not I don't run.
Well, I'm with you.
Well, and so my point is, here's a school with $25 billion every other year, and the kids can't read at grade level at fourth grade.
I mean, right. I think it's outrageous what goes on in the government indoctrination camps, and I don't want to fund it. I do want to withdraw from that system, and it's just confusing do you have to go – what sort of process does one have to go through to do the things you're talking about? I know you say you're
you don't go through any process. That's the whole point. See, when you understand the law, if you look at the Bill of Rights, you'll notice that they use a capital C for citizen all the way up to the 12th Amendment. After that, and by the way, they pulled out the 13th Amendment that said no titles of nobility, no lawyers,
yes,
no
esquires. It's true.
None of that. And yeah. So this is my point. This is a manipulation. If a bunch of people can get together and throw something down and pay, like if the Masons have rules, do I have to follow their rules? If the French people have rules, do I have to follow their rules?
I'm with you.
No,
that's sort of how
not.
I feel about it is that, you know, I bought my property and I just want to opt
so you
out.
Bought your
I don't,
land. Listen,
I don't feel
listen,
like I.
Legal ease. You bought your land. There's a difference. Property is your relationship
okay.
to the land. And
see, there's, so there's all these people, Lauren, that'll tell you that there's some sort of process you have to go and beg to get the title
no,
and all
no, no,
that
no,
stuff. And I don't like that.
Who,
I don't like the idea of begging.
Those are people who think they can solve the problem within the system that
yeah.
is in the cage. It's inside the problem.
What do you think will happen, though, if I don't pay property taxes, and I could you could write them a letter
no,
and say,
no,
show
no,
me.
No, no, no. They're very good about following the rules. Look, this is a legal issue. This is just a truth issue. It's kind of like people canceling their credit cards. I talked to a girlfriend of mine the other day. She just got another, it's like $35,000, but they're not loaning anything. And all you have to do is confront them with it. I have a friend that her house is in bankruptcy. They tried to push her into not a court, with a trial by a jury
okay.
with a judge who is the referee, not the boss, and the law, the code rule regulation statute, that they didn't want her in there. They wanted to push her into arbitration, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have an agreement under this other court, you see? And this is my point. We don't understand the truth. And this is why I love the Bible. Hosea, my people are destroyed.
I have to tell you, we are really short on time at this point. I find this conversation fascinating.
I just love the topic you're covering, and I'm just saying
yeah.
that the whole point is keep your money in your pocket. Stop giving them your money.
I'm with you.
Keep your children in your homes. And stop obeying.
I just have to. I am stopping obeying on as many things as I possibly can at this point. But the trickiest part for me would be convincing my girlfriend that they're not going to steal my house from me and come here with a gang of thugs to throw me out of my own home if
you
I
know
stop
what?
Paying.
Have you ever been to peoples-rights.org?
No,
I don't
you
think so.
You might want to check that out.
Okay.
It has got some very wonderful information there.
Great.
I'm just thinking of the quickest, easiest.
I appreciate it. People's Dash Rights. And call us back sometime. Let us know how you're going or your process is going over there in Ohio. Would love to hear some continuous updates from you, Lauren. Could you do that?
Sure.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. To reclaim your sovereignty, you don't have to beg. You don't have to fill out paperwork. That's what she's saying. That's what I believe to be the case. You just make the statement that you're a sovereign. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.